This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, dead or alive. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. You'll hear the enthusiasm in my voice because Michael Harrison wasn't here last week. He was under the weather. Where'd that expression come from, I wonder? Under
probably
the weather.
A meteorologist.
You think? Most men who are meteorologists don't have their own hair. A lot of them have. I think that started with Willard Scott. They have the toupees.
Do you think that the study of meteorology causes follicular
hair loss?
Damage?
Follicular damage, I like
when you're
that.
Making the meteorological prognostications, you have follicular
yes.
damage.
Say that quickly, please. Speaking too quickly, let's get going here. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen overviewing the charts for the week of March 21st to the 25th. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. I feel like sometimes when I do this, I'm Steve, what do you call it, from Family Feud.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, and he's got the top 10 answers on the board. And so here they are.
You know, I like when Steve Harvey thinks the person's answer is so stupid.
That looks at the audience.
Take another 10 seconds on him. He's really funny.
Yeah.
He's a really multifaceted mind there. All right.
You know, but there's just an aside here. There's a very interesting, that he's become a very, a big media player. He's got a judge show. He had a daytime talk show that's gone away. He does a morning syndicated radio program, does Family Feud. And if you'll notice on Family Feud, take a note of this. Every episode has a black family and a white family. If you ever haven't noticed that or taken note of it, that is his doing. He said if he's going to do this show, he wants the producers to make sure that there are black families on every episode. And if you watch Family Feud, you'll see that that's the case. If you pay it's just an interesting anecdotal side note. So, anyway, having dropped that on you, how about we drop the story list on everybody, Michael?
Okay. At number 10, Family Feud has black families. No. At number 10, Madeline Albright dies. And that's tied with excitement over the James Webb Space Telescope.
Boy, did you see those pictures? My God.
I'm telling you heard it first here. That is going to be a game changer. That telescope is going to change humanity.
How we view our place in the universe.
We're going to know things we just didn't know. And when we find out these things, it's going to have an impact on us
culturally. Shake it up, baby.
You know, I'm telling you.
Shake it up.
I've been following this thing for years because I'm interested in astronomy.
Me too.
This is a big one. All right, number 9, big tech and social media, that's always there. At number 8, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with ongoing Trump investigations. At number 7, partisan politics tied with the 2022 and 2024 elections. We've never had so much election talk going on as we have now, not just for the next election, but the election after the next election.
Right. Do you see there's a always lawsuit filed against Marjorie Taylor Greene to keep her from running?
and I think Trump has sued Hillary.
For
what he calls the Russia hoax. You better be careful about that. He may wind up uncovering evidence that makes him implicated. Everything about Russia is so fresh again.
Yeah.
You know, everything anybody's ever said about Putin or everything, Russia is a potential, pain in the butt for Trump in terms of his future explanations about his activities. At number 6, COVID-19. At number 5, the Supreme Court of the United States hearings. And that's tied with race relations, and that's tied with crime, and they all tie together in terms of the hearings.
Yeah.
At number 4, the economy. And the highlight of economic discussion is the price of gasoline.
What'd you pay for gas this week out in Western Mass?
Somewhere in the fives, high four, low fives.
It was
bizarre. Yeah. Filling a tank and having it come to $70.
Well, you can't. Well, I have my pickup truck. I can put $100 and it doesn't fill up the tank. And they all click off. That's another thing. Have you noticed that when you go to the pump, there is a maximum they'll allow you to charge on a credit card, like $100, some of them $125, when they know that's not enough to fill the car? You'd think that they would change that. You wonder why there is that limit. I've always wondered that. So you got a credit card, you're going to get paid. What do you care how much they charge? I would say that to a dealer.
It's got to be something. Maybe it has to do with hoarding. I really don't know the answer to that. Is that new?
You see the guy who stole 5,000 gallons of gasoline and sold it for $10 a gallon? American entrepreneurship. There it is.
Well, you got to be careful when there are gas problems. People know how to siphon gas out of your
car. Oh yeah,
out of
your car. Yeah.
I remember that. That was big in the 70s.
Remember that's when those little locks. Some of the cars today still those little locks in the car, so you can't get at. You know, it's frustrating sometimes because you can't find them if you're renting a car. But that was the reason they were put in, because so many people in the late 70s were stealing gas out of cars.
Yeah, yeah. It not so much because of the prices, but to be able to get gas because of the gas lines.
Right.
Which is something that younger generations don't know how frustrating that was.
Yeah.
Which brings to mind, do you remember when you were a kid, the cultural ritual of, hey, let's go for a drive.
Yep.
And the family would get in the car, and you would go for a drive to nowhere.
Yeah, just ride around and look at the sights.
Right. I mean, do people do that anymore? Do people go for Sunday drives?
No, nobody goes as a family anywhere. They all have, the kids are all being bought their own cars when they're 16, because the parents can't be bothered bringing them to their activities. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go buy you a car. It is the craziest thing. It's great for the car business, and it's not good for driving, generally speaking, because the kids don't know how to drive. At all. I think I make that statement and it sounds like a blanket statement, but I think that the stats from insurance companies would prove that's why insurance is so expensive now for teenagers, because they don't know how to drive. And they don't know how to deal with the realities of what happens when you're confronted with some serious situations where there's lots of traffic. I'm thinking about in Springfield, near where you live, there's a rotary. Brings Route 5, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Route 5, the Mass Turnpike, and 91. You know that rotary? It's like, hello, how do you negotiate your way around that rotary? And every time I go through there, I see a wreck. Somebody running into. Do you know the one I'm talking about? You know that rotary I'm talking about.
There's two rotaries in Western Massachusetts that are world famous for being dangerous. One of them has a really gruesome number of deaths and accidents attached to it, and the people in the area avoid it. They will go a mile out of their way to avoid going through it, because there's no way to go through it safely. The yield signs and the stop signs contradict each other. So so there's no way to get through it by following the rules. The rules will screw you up. Yeah. The other rotary I think you're talking about is the one on Route 5 in West Springfield. The one I just mentioned is in the town of East Longmeadow.
Yeah.
The East Longmeadow rotary is world famous. The other rotary in West Springfield is also extremely dangerous, but if you follow the rules of the road.
Yeah, you got to be watching right not away. The road, but you got to watch the signs, not the road. Yeah. Watch the signs.
The signs, but you bring up something very interesting. What you're saying is that the younger generation does not have enough experience at practical driving, that when they get in a tough situation where traffic is coming from all directions and people are nuts and it's merging onto the road and there are trucks moving from the left to the right and you're going from the right to the left and all that stuff happens, or there are four cars in an intersection and you don't know which one has the right of way and everybody's waving to everybody and then they all go at the same time and you have a four-way crash. Are you saying that the young drivers don't have the experience that they need to handle that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And the proof of that this week, that the car with six teenagers being driven by a 17-year-old who went through a 90-degree curve, they're on the wrong side of the road, got hit by a rock truck, and every one of those kids was killed instantly. Every one of them. So I think it's a word to the wise. Parents, I think, are irresponsible if they are letting their buying cars for kids that age. I just think it's crazy. All right. So anyway,
All right, let's go on to number four, the economy and gas prices, as mentioned. Number three, U.S. relations with Russia and China, tied with North Korea, just launched a monster intercontinental ballistic missile, which is also a pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
At number two, Biden's NATO summit, and then he's going on to Poland. And number one is the Russia-Ukraine war. The people, we have Madeleine Albright at 10. Hunter Biden keeps being the subject of scrutiny at number 9. Alvin Bragg at 8. Donald Trump at 7. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Josh Hawley, and Lindsey Graham are tied at number 6. As that circus ensued in Washington before TV cameras. And Kim Jong-un is at 5. Xi Jinping is at 4.
Look at me! Oh, don't forget me! I'm here! And all of a sudden, I'm here still! I'm gonna screw things up! Look at me!
Yep. And then at number three, we have Volodymyr Zelensky. At number two, we have Vladimir Putin. And at number one, Joe Biden.
That's it.
There it is. The lists from Talkers Magazine. You can see them published at talkers.com and also DJV Show. com. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with much more afoot here as we examine the ins and outs. I think we have to spend some time on Ukraine, certainly. I have to remind people that are on a diet that they can really have success. Don't you want success when in support for your weight loss program? You've lost it. Now keep it off. And I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the only all-natural product that works to keep the weight off. This week, there's a special unlimited buy three, get three free. It's the entrance to spring. Free shipping, too. Use the DJV code when you check out at toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through with some semblance of order the things that people have been talking about according to the research by the folks at Talkers. Kevin Casey, who was with us last week in your absence, went through a lot of the sort of ways and means, if you will, of what it takes to come up with this list every week. It's not easy because you got to really have your, what is the old expression, your nose to the grindstone or your ear to the rails or whatever it is.
You have to have your ear to the rails. You have to have an understanding of the theory of how the news talk media industry operates.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you want to tell me about that sometime? You know, speaking of that, Alex Jones was supposed to be deposed this week. You know, that the Shady Hill, it's not Shady Hill, Sandy Hill business, he got sued. Most people know Alex is a talk show host, and he got into big trouble because he said that the shootout down there in Connecticut was a hoax, and the family sued him, and they won. And now he says, I'm not paying, and there were court cases, you know, on top of court cases. He was supposed to be deposed this week, and he said, first he refused, and then the judge said, well, if you don't come, you're going to be in contempt, you go to jail. So then he said he was sick. So be interesting to see where that all is. That style of talk radio, it's sort of the old Joe Pine, but Joe Pine never really hurt anybody.
No. Joe Pine was a showman, but he didn't engage in the transaction of misinformation and sensationalism for its own sake.
Right.
Joe Pine was a, you know, an angel compared to some of the conspiracy theorists.
That's an interesting. I've never heard Joe Pine before referred to as an angel. And then there was Mort. What's his face retired? Not Mort. Yeah, who is it that retired?
This Morton Downey Jr.
No. But there was.
But that's the other guy. That's another guy from that.
Yeah, right, from that era. No, this week. The guy who did the talk show that was like Jerry Springer. I can see him. I want to say Mort, but you don't remember who I'm. Povich.
No, I know.
That's
right.
It. Maury Povich. That's it, yeah.
Oh, Maury Povich.
Retired.
Yeah, that's a different kind of talk show. Yeah.
I don't think he ever did radio. And the only radio Jerry Springer ever did was when he came on my program when I was on in Cincinnati on Friday afternoon to talk about what was going on in Cincinnati. I don't think he ever did any radio. Did he, Jerry Springer?
I don't think he did radio. I think he was a guest of radio a lot.
Yeah, right, a lot.
I don't think that, you know, he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
He was. When I knew him, he was the mayor of Cincinnati, and he got caught using city funds for a prostitute, so he got booted out of office, and he became the lead anchor opposite Nick Clooney on the 11 o'clock news. That's where he went after using city funds to pay for a prostitute. God, what a character. Then you know, those people are missing. Where are those people now? I mean, he's crazy. As, you know, oblique as they were, there's nobody around that's doing that kind of stuff now. Everybody's so busy pointing fingers at Republicans and Democrats. Right? Am I right in that, or am I missing somebody that is cut out of that cloth?
I don't know. That hasn't been the center of attention lately in terms of media focus. Maybe you should start your own television show and bring people on who have personal problems that you could expose them for their stupidity or corruption.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that that's
basically, basically these shows were making fun of people who, shall we say, are not that sophisticated.
Yes, they left their schmarts at the door. They were. Did I send you a copy of, I was going to send you a copy of the TV show that I did here to make you feel better. I don't remember whether I ever did it.
No, I never received it.
Uh-huh. No. I'll send it to you. Yeah, you'll get a kick out of it. It's a local TV show that I started with a friend of mine, highlighting the things going on in my community. It was kind of a fun, the first
one. I'd like to hear more about that.
I'll send it to you. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing. We will get to Ukraine in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden a couple of hours ago spoke to reporters in Brussels just before heading to Poland and continuing talks with our NATO ally. Biden talks about assisting the European Union with their data security.
This framework underscores our shared commitment to privacy, to data protection, and to the rule of law. And it's going to allow the European Commission to once again authorize transatlantic data flows that help facilitate $7.1 trillion in economic relationships with the EU.
The president also pledged to send more liquid natural gas to the European Union nations so they can move away from Russian energy. Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted Thursday on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign. A federal jury in Los Angeles, California, deliberated about 2 hours before finding the 9-term lawmaker guilty. USA Radio News.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
New Yorkers who lost their jobs to the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate are booing the mayor over his decision to grant COVID-19 exemptions for pro athletes and entertainers, but not for regular New Yorkers.
We take another step in the city's economic recovery and support local businesses, entertainers, and performances, and those performance venues across the entire city. And just like any player, some people will boo us, but there are also those who will be employed and would cheer us. That is not only the game of baseball, but that's the game of life. And we have to be on the field in order to win. In both the game of life. Today I signed Emergency Executive Order 62 expanding the performance exemption to private employer mandates. This is about putting New York City-based performers on a level playing field.
As coronavirus infections rise in some parts of the world, experts are watching for a potential new COVID-19 surge in the United States and wondering how long it will take to detect. As more people take COVID-19 tests at home, fewer people are getting the gold standard test that the government relies on for case counts. Also, a wastewater testing program remains a bit iffy that cannot yet be counted on for the data needed to understand upcoming surges. TGIF, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back at 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with a personal look inside the workings, if you will, of Talk Radio. A lot of opinions. Does Talk Radio work without opinion?
It has to be really, really, really good journalism if it does that.
Is Bachelor an example of that? The guy who's on, John Bachelor, is he an example of that? When you said that, his name immediately came to mind.
John Bachelor is definitely a blast from the past. He's still going. He's syndicated by CBS Radio. And one of the things I found interviewing him was he answered every question honestly. I said to him, so what's happening with Russia, blah, blah, blah? Well, according to my sources, this is what I'm told. He's very transparent in the information he gives. I'd say he's a fine example of that. But to answer your question, I think in today's world, considering that there's a very, very, very fuzzy line between entertainment and journalism, and that everybody is fighting for ratings, for clicks, for eyeballs, for eardrums, for cost per point and advertising agencies and all that stuff, I would say that controversy and opinion is what makes what we call talk radio really work at its optimum level as a business.
You know, we were talking and chuckling a little bit about Joe Pyne and Maury Povich and some of the other folks from days gone by, the earlier years of talk radio on the radio. And I think of some of the people who really, you know, who's good. We were just talking about Batchelor. Jim Bohannon, in my mind, is one of the greats when it comes to word pictures. Like, I can hear him without having heard him. Where you and I are great friends with him. He's a fabulous broadcaster. But I can hear him describing the people getting onto these trains, for example, that are going to Poland, these cities that are loading up trains, and they're, the people and what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? The personal, you can almost, by listening to the words, you can, and this is the beauty of good talk radio, I think, drawing a picture that people can, in their mind, imagine what it looks like.
If people find this kind of thing interesting and they are interested in the history of this type of broadcasting, go back to Edward R. Murrow and his reports from London during the war on radio. Mm-hmm. He would hold the microphone to the concrete sidewalks of London and say, these are the feet of the people walking through London as you hear in the background sirens and the explosions of the bombs.
That's kind of what NPR does now. You know, when they do a report, they have all this sound in the background. They have take a lot of pains to make it sound like they're right there and it's going on back. It's like a television show.
Oh, I would hope that the sounds are real. I mean, would you consider faking sounds in a news report to be cheating or embellishing?
I don't think it's cheating. I think it's embellishment, probably, and not bad embellishment. It just adds color and maybe better understanding.
In other words, I'm reporting from Mariupol, and you hear in the background,
boom, crash, right.
And it's all sound effects? Yeah. You think that would be, if people realized that? I'm not saying anybody's doing that, but,
you know. I think the television reporters are trying to do that, but they're so fake. You know, they stand in front of some building that has been blown up 2 weeks ago as if it was happening now. You know, that kind of stuff. That's phony baloney stuff. I don't know whether most people are sophisticated enough to see through it or not, but it's nonsense.
Well, in the day of Walter Cronkite, the guy sat there on a set with clocks behind him and a map or whatever, and he would talk. Yeah. But in the when the Iraq war started, the war number one and then Iraq number two, the news operations like CNN turned it into like an entertainment spectacle. They had graphics and music, you know, war in the Middle East, boom, 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 boom.
That's how Nightline started.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And with all kinds of graphic embellishment of it to make it seem like a Cecil B. DeMille spectacle.
Right, big production.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder, to this day, I wonder about that type of embellishment of news.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. Tell me what you think of this. In the, number five this week, the hearings on whether or not Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson should be on the Supreme Court. Is it an accident, or was it well-placed that the New York Times led with a story late in the week about how Justice Thomas's wife tried to influence? They found 25 email going from, I think her name is Virginia, right? Virginia Thomas. Going from her...
Texts. They were texts.
Texts. Yeah, okay. Going from her to various officials trying to kill the
investigation. The White House chief of staff.
Yeah, Mark Meadows is the chief of staff. Yeah. Right. So is that purposeful? Is that just a coincidence? Or is that aimed at subtly disqualifying, Thomas's points of view on this lady? I'm asking because for me, it's an interesting coincidence. I don't trust the New York Times. I just don't trust most news sources because they really aren't news anymore. But am I overreacting to this?
I don't know. It's certainly a valid question and one that they could be teaching and pondering in journalism classes. So I don't think you're overreacting. I think it's an interesting insight. Mm-hmm. What constitutes newsworthiness is a tremendously subjective area. What to cover and what not to cover are both statements and both ultimately have editorial implications.
Okay, so here's an example of that.
Yeah.
You ready? Uh-huh. And if you look around at the coverage, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against Marjorie Taylor Greene to keep her from running for re-election this fall. And it got a big buildup in the quote-unquote liberal media, news media, but didn't get much coverage or attention from the right wing of the news media. And just, you know, this is, I think, and the other thing, that, on the other side, Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz getting tossed off of the Health Commission because they're both Republicans running for the Senate this year. That got lots of coverage with the Republican news media and none. You can't find that story.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the cherry-picking and editorial by omission. But we're now in the age of targeting audiences in journalism to provide targeted audiences with what the researchers deem they want to hear, see, and read, as opposed to giving a general audience the information and letting them decide how they interpret it per their own ideology. This is a major shift that's happened over the last 20, 25 years. And that's the key to understanding why we all have these tribal bubbles that we live in, echo chambers, as opposed to mass media platforms where all the opinions play out to an objective audience that then determines how they feel about it. We're in a whole different era, and I think it's important at least we understand that. If we don't understand it, people just have no idea why things seem different today than they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. That it's because of the targeting of audiences. Meaning, when you turn on a news channel or read a newspaper, there is a premeditated effort on the part of its editors to please you by telling you things you want to hear. Or no, as opposed to hear the facts, fella, and take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, so. Do you realize how big a deal that is?
Yeah, it's warping people's minds to the nth degree. So is the same to be said for sports talk radio? Do you think?
Totally, but that's okay. They call them, you know, homers.
Johnny Most.
People work hard.
People,
right? Belichick stole the ball.
Right. In many cases, the color commentators and the play-by-play announcers work for the team that owns the network.
Yeah.
And they have to be very careful how they present the information about the game. You'll notice if you listen to local sports, the coverage of the games is far more biased than the network coverage of sports. It's you know. You can't tell, you know, who they're a fan of.
I think you grew up in the same neighborhood Al Michaels did. Did you not?
I don't know. See, I don't know where he grew up.
He grew up in, I think he either grew up in Brooklyn or the Bronx. I can't remember.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay. So anyway.
And yeah.
Here's a guy, speaking of sports, that is my age. So this guy signs, he has his deal with NBC is up. And he's getting paid $10 million a year to do football games. So then NBC says, well, we want you to come back. And he says, yeah, okay, how much are you going to pay me? And I said, well, we'll pay you the same rate we are now. Well, anyway, he signs a 5-year deal with Amazon to do a couple of games a week. And he's getting $15 million a year for the next 5 years. And he's 75 years old. God love the guy. You know, it just is, and he's somebody that I think is thought of as being about as objective when it comes to the calls as anybody, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's one of the old pros.
Yeah, he really is kind of fun to see that. All right, speaking of old pros or seasoned pros, Michael's interview with one of the more fascinating characters in News Talk Radio, we'll talk about that after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New message.
What up, it's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right. That's fabulous. 48.
Was that the tail end of a commercial? That was cool.
Apparently it was, yes. All right. So, speaking of commercials, let's do a commercial for the MH interview.
One of the best we've ever done. It's a solid hour of intriguing conversation, no commercials. Ian Freeman, co-host of a show called Free Talk Live. He's currently doing the show while under arrest by the FBI, waiting for federal trial for money laundering and other alleged crimes attached to their involvement with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You don't want to miss this. It is solid meat. I mean, you know, mhinterview.com.
So, but what does he tell you how he did it, or he figures
out? Oh, totally.
I'm sure
that he's totally open about it. He says that it's a victimless crime, and they're contesting it. And
because otherwise you spend a lot of time. But doesn't the FBI have something better to do than chase him around? That would be my response to it, frankly.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
so check it out, mhinterview.com, at talkers.com. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, Michael Harrison.
Thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What is that? Isn't that? It does sound like the theme from The Sopranos, doesn't it, Chucker?
It does. I asked Phil to play the theme to the James Caan, Josh Duhamel TV show Las Vegas, which aired between 2003 and 2008. I was a big fan of that show. James Caan will be 82 years old tomorrow, born in 1940. Really interesting. That was his first endeavor into TV. And I thought he was really good. Here's what I didn't realize, because I used to watch that show religiously. It aired on, I believe it aired on Friday nights on NBC at 9 o'clock. First 4 years, James Caan was a star. I didn't realize, I knew it when it happened, but I forgot. He left after four seasons, and they brought Tom Selleck in for season five. He actually was really good on that show. Tom, I forgot that they did that, though.
I did too.
But James Caan was really good on the show. It was a really fun show. It does play in repeats. I guess you could catch it on some streaming services.
Now,
but it was
Josh
James
Duhamel,
Caan 82.
And Duhamel's in some movie. Why am I?
He's done a bunch of. He was in the Transformers movies.
Yeah, but he's out. He's in one right now that's being released right now. He's in. I saw the trailer for it last night. I went to see.
Okay.
The outfit that fellow.
Okay. How do you like it?
I thought it was extraordinarily well done.
Good.
It's a low budget movie. Obviously, they didn't have to worry about a lot of sets. But this guy Mark, I think it's Rydell, if I remember him correctly, he's coming into his own late in his career. The young lady who plays his sort of assistant. The bad guys are really good bad guys. And it's just everything is theater of the mind. It leaves a lot to your imagination about what's
really
going on. Yeah, that is a very good movie.
I just want to point out about James Caan. If you look at the early part of his career, Godfather, where he played Sonny, The Gambler, which I think is the definitive movie on a gambling addiction, that was in 74, played a college professor who's a degenerate gambler. That is a great movie. He did World Ball, which is a big hit, and a movie called Thief, a Michael Mann movie, which is a terrific movie. His early bio was terrific. Then he did the TV show Vegas. He bounced back into movies with the movie Elf. I thought he's really good in that film, Honeymoon in Vegas. He's had a really interesting career. One footnote, he was up for the lead role in the disaster movie Earthquake in 74 that ultimately Charlton Heston got. I think if James Caan was the star of that movie, it would have been a completely different tone. And that would have been, I like Earthquake because I love the disaster genre and I love Heston. But if James Caan was the star of Earthquake in 74, I think that would have been a really interesting and a very different movie than it turned out. But I'm a big fan. James Caan is, he's a man's man. He's a hardcore personality, but he was a great screen presence.
Now, I'm just looking, the movie that I'm talking about, which is the trailer's out for it now, is called Blackout. And that's the one I saw him in the trailer for that when I was watching it last night. Do you know the first movie that James Caan was ever in?
No, tell me.
Hint, John Wayne?
Was it The Searchers? Rio Bravo.
Rio Bravo. He was in Rio Bravo.
That was a good cast. That was a really good cast.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and he was like he's a kid. He was barely 20 years old.
But here's the difference. When James Caan was, when you say a kid, he still, I don't want to be derogatory, but he still looked like a man. Like a lot of the actors now, they have the man boy face. It's just a fact. Yeah. Like, it's a completely different look.
Pattinson.
Generations.
That's why I didn't take Pattinson seriously when it came to Batman, because I think he's just looks like a punk kid, frankly.
Like a kid. I think he did a good job in the movie, but I don't like DiCaprio early on, and like they look like what they call man boys. I remember reading a big article on that as a very serious article, how actors like Robert Mitchum or Kirk Douglas, Charlton Heston, Burt Lancaster, the way those actors look back in the day to where, like, Chris Pine, DiCaprio, when they're younger, it's just completely, is Johnny Depp. Yeah. It is a man boy look. Yeah. It's just weird. So, I can't explain it.
Do you see that Keanu Reeves is being canceled in China because of his support for Tibet? Any movie that he's in, they won't
really
play in China. Yeah, because he supports Tibet. I thought that was
it. I guess that is what it is, right?
Yeah, right.
So this weekend at the box office, Batman number three, number one. The Lost City is going to challenge that reign with Sandra Bullock and Chatham Tanning. If you look at the trailers, it really does feel like a loose remake of Romancing the Stone from 84. Reviews are good. It's tracking around a $25 to $30 million opening weekend. It's what you call a date night movie, Doug. Yeah. Hopefully a lot of couples go to see this movie. Yeah. Come to the movies.
I have to bring my dog if I have a couple, but
all right.
Good.
It's a good day.
I'm with you. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, 59 past.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.